From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Norway's Crown Prince Haakon is marrying a 28-year-old commoner tomorrow. She appears to be a bit commoner than royal families generally choose for the man who will be king. Mette-Marit Tjessem Herby moved in a circle of people that frequented house and techno clubs in Oslo, where drugs were commonplace. She is the unmarried mother of a 4-year-old. The father of her son was convicted on drug charges. However, the princess-to-be went public at a news conference at the palace. Tore Johansson covers the royal family for the newspaper Verdensgang.
What she said was that she violated the limits and that it was a costly experience for her, that it took a long time to get over it. But unfortunately, she couldn't make the choices again, however much she wanted to do that.
Well, now, this was all in a news conference at the palace. Obviously, an attempt, I suppose, to kind of neutralize some of the criticism and news coverage of this marriage. Did it work?
It seems like it worked, because there was a poll done by my newspaper the evening after the press conference, and we asked some 500 people who watched the broadcast. And 84% of them said it was positive that Høiby was honest about her past, while 70% said she was suited to be the queen of Norway in the next generation.
Well, now, I must say that I'm a bit surprised at the idea that the Norwegian public, or indeed any European public, would accept the notion that an unmarried mother could marry into the royal family. But tell me why that's okay.
Well, we are quite an egalitarian society, and maybe we are more liberal than most countries, because, what should I say, almost half of the children born in Norway are born outside the marriage. Even if the parents are living together, they're not married, so being a single mother is not very rare in this country. And I have to say that it's mostly the older generation who have been criticizing this. And on Wednesday, when I asked the king about this, he said that he understood this criticism and the skeptics, because that's what he himself experienced 33 years ago when he married a woman from the people who nobody knew before he declared his engagement with her. And she has grown into a very popular queen of Norway.
Miss Herby, whose title will be Crown Princess Mette-Marit, she has said that she's been going to princess school to learn, I suppose, how to be a member of the royal family. What's that about?
Yeah, she has been taken under the wings of the queen and the staff at the palace. And she has learned how to dress and how to act and how to behave in all ways among the royals of Europe and in the Norwegian society. We have to remember that this is a young lady who has almost no formal education, and she has been working in shops and restaurants and cafes, so we can all imagine that she has a lot to learn.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Tore Johansson covers Norway's royal family for the newspaper Verdensgang.